Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a chance to chat with a young working actress? Tell me, would you like to learn more about what it takes to follow your passion and become an actress? Everyone wants to do it, but few actually follow through. Can you imagine doing improv with a group called Ladies Like Tea? It's a great name. Tell me, do you know what womantainment is? Yes, womantainment, that's a new word for all of us. And when was the last time you heard about a theater company called The Open Fist? Yes, you heard me right, The Open Fist. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons, and she has some really, really great advice to share with us. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 1.2 million listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012, which was wonderful. Now, let me tell you about my guest. She is an up-and-coming film and theater actress in Los Angeles. She has a background in musical theater and comedy and performs frequently with her improv team called Ladies Like Tea. Along with her study abroad experiences in Paris, France, Salzburg, Austria, Italy, and Nepal, she has also had the opportunity to complete the Comedy Studies Conservatory at Second City in Chicago. And she is in progress at the Improv Conservatory of the Second City Hollywood and UCB. She is a member in good standing with SAG and AFTRA and can be seen in various AEA theater shows, both with her theater company, The Open Fist, and around Los Angeles. She carries a bachelor's degree in integrative studies with self-directed emphasis on the ontology of a performer from the University of Redlands. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Haley Jordan. Hi, how are you doing, Haley?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to have you on the show. Let's talk about, when did you start acting? Did you do it in school when you were young, or is it something you've just taken up?
I started acting when I could talk. I've been doing it my whole life. I actually started dancing when I was little, and then moved to acting. But it started when I saw my first Broadway show when I was seven. I saw Cats in New York, and I wanted to do that.
Okay, now did you start taking acting lessons and singing? Of course, you were dancing, so did you take singing lessons then too?
I actually didn't start singing until 7th grade, and my acting lessons consisted of performing in shows at the local JCC, and my school, which actually did really good shows for an elementary school. But I didn't start taking serious acting classes until high school.
Okay, all right. And yeah. That's when you got the bug bit you at that point, and you decided to make a career about this. How did your family feel about your career choice?
They were okay with it. They've always pushed me into the direction of the arts. My grandfather was actually a publicist for RKO, so he was familiar with the industry. My father worked on the technical side of things. He was an entrepreneur with, you know, cable television. And then my grandfather on my mom's side was a stand-up comic. So they were all very supportive, and it was kind of like I was always supposed to go this direction.
Okay, so you were literally going into the family business.
Yeah.
Now, you perform with an improv team, and I love this name. It's called Ladies Like Tea. And
yes.
How did that name get chosen? I love it.
You know, we actually, it got chosen by our group leader. We're a group of 7 girls. We're an all-girl improv team. And it was between Ladies Like Tea and Booty School. And we chose Ladies Like Tea because it's, like, proper and ladylike. But our headline before every show is someone goes up and goes, "Ladies, what do we think of tea?" And we get really hard and go, "We like it." And then we start our show.
That's cute.
Yeah,
well,
we just thought it would be
cute. I'm glad you didn't choose Beauty School, because there's that famous Beauty School dropout song. And
yeah.
I like Ladies Like Tea much better. How often does your group perform?
It depends on when we get a show. We're actually looking for a permanent location now, but we perform about once a week, and then we meet on Fridays to rehearse and figure out, you know, a new set or games that we want to play or get notes from our coaches. So right now it's kind of like whichever venue we find a place to perform at, we'll go and perform. But we will have a permanent venue by the end of next month.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Keep us posted on that. Now, share with us a little bit about what you studied in Paris and Austria, Italy, and Nepal. I'd like to hear about that.
Okay. Well, I went abroad to Paris and did French and a cultural study and got to live in Le 12e arrondissement, which is the 12th district. And I did that for 8 weeks when I was 19. And then I did physical theater in Italy for 6 weeks in Arezzo.
Uh-huh.
I did a trip in Nepal through my university. And I did a month in Salzburg, Austria for German Expressionist film, also through my university. We got to stay in a beautiful monastery. And it was kind of my way of learning about the world without doing theater all over the world. I think the only place I actually did theater and perform was in Italy. Because I thought it was really important to know culture and you know, the sociological background of the world in order to act. So that was what I did in college. I was able to create my own degree. So through doing that, I went abroad a bunch of times. And one of those abroads actually consisted of my semester at Second City Chicago, which I was shocked to get into. But it was the most amazing semester of them all. So.
Well, we're going to take a break and hear about your hosts right now. But when we come back, we all want to hear about your Second City experience, and we'll share your website information and chat about your new magazine. We'll be right back with Hallie Jordan.
Thanks.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Hallie Jordan. Hallie, could you share your website information and tell people how they can contact you?
Sure. You can visit my online magazine, womenentertain.com, womenentertain.com, and you can contact me through my personal website, Hallie Jordan, HalleyJordan.com, and all of my information is on that website.
Well, I'm very excited about your online magazine, and we're going to talk about that in a few seconds. However, let's talk a little bit about your experience with Second City Chicago. I mean, that must have been so exciting to get chosen to work with that group.
That was huge for me at the time. I was a junior in college, and I got to go for the first semester of my senior year last year. Oh, my gosh, no, 2 years ago now. It's been a year. And there was about 10 kids from Columbia College Chicago in my group and then 10 from random places around the country. And we got to go and live in Chicago for 12 weeks and train and perform with Second City. And then we got to open up the Up Theater and put on a Second City style show on the ETC stage, which was wonderful to perform in. And, I mean, Tim Robinson is now on SNL, but he came in and did some workshops with us, and I got to work with amazing people. And I'm still in touch with everybody in my ensemble. There are about 15 of us. Five of us were girls. And, yeah, I can still go back to Chicago and perform with my improv teams there, and it really sparked my interest in performing here, which is kind of which led me to Ladies Like Tea.
Okay, and then you're also, what about Second City Hollywood? How's that coming along?
Second City Hollywood is great. I'm sort of moving towards UCB now since I did go through the program in Chicago, and now it's kind of like I'm doing the same thing. But Second City Hollywood is great. I have some really wonderful friends there, and I was on another improv team through them as well. And we won a bunch of cage matches through I.O. because every improv school is a little bit interconnected. And I still go to all the shows, and I still see people, and I used to work in the box office there. So Second City Hollywood is great, but Second City Chicago will always be my home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's really the ultimate, and we hear such good things, and their work is so fantastic. Now let's talk a little bit about your online magazine. And it's called Womentertain. Now, how do you pronounce
Womentertain.
That? Womentertain. Okay.
Yeah.
And what prompted you to create this magazine?
Well, I am a 23-year-old girl acting in Hollywood, and, you know, I do go to a lot of events at night, and I do have a lot of other girlfriends who work in the industry, and I found that a lot of girls get approached by men for parts via casting couch reasons and get hit on and get promised a lot of things, you know, for sexual exchanges. And that really upset me after especially a Halloween party that I went to. And I've seen a couple of friends already pack up and move home because it happens so much here in L.A., and after doing a lot of research, I live on IMDb, I started to realize that there isn't an outlet for women to help other women in the entertainment industry. So I started interviewing people for my senior project for school about their lives and experiences in that, both men and women, for my senior project for school. And then that kind of evolved into just interviewing women about their experiences. And I got in touch with a casting director named Sarah Finn, who was amazing and kind of changed my perspective on it. And she's a casting director who cast the Marvel movies and produced Crash, which won Oscar for Best Movie in 2006. And from there, I was able to continue interviewing different women, and it just seems like everyone has a similar story, and everyone deals with it. So now through my website, women of all different levels in the industry can go and read about each other's experiences and not feel alone in the industry and know that other women go through it too, and that you can push forward without running home and crying or leaving, because it happens in the industry. It's an industry of no rules. And I just want to make sure that people support each other. So that's what my website does.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, I think it's probably been something that all the young women seeking careers have needed. And it's a way for you to network, help each other, encourage each other. When you look at your experience, what was could you share some of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and tell us what it's been like for you getting into this industry?
All right. Well, the highs are really high and the lows are really low. I purposely went to college in California so that in between classes, I created my own degree so that I could come up to L.A. and audition for everything. I gave up being in every club. I gave up being in a sorority so I could do this, and became SAG before I graduated, and now I'm a year out of school, and I'm a working actress. So while I love my career and while I'm excited that I'm actually doing it, I did give up a lot of, you know, the normal things that college kids do. And I don't necessarily regret it, but it is interesting to go back to school and see, you know, how all my friends are all excited and they all go back to their clubs and reunite with their friends. And I just kind of stick with, you know, kids from the college that I was in there. And, you know, I mean, I have some great memories from college. Don't get me wrong. I had a wonderful time, but I did give up a lot. So that's hard to remember going back. It's like, oh, yeah, I didn't do this because I was doing the L.A. thing. And sometimes I wonder if it was worth it. But right now I'm shooting a movie that I'm a big part in. It's an indie, but it's adorable, and I'm really excited. And I'm opening up an LLC to produce my own movie this summer, and I'm working for a production company. And I feel like I'm in a place where I can give advice to other actors, and it's nice to be out of college and working. I have so many friends who did do everything that I wanted to do in school and aren't necessarily working, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because they are all finding each other still, but or finding themselves still, sorry. But I was able to find myself through the process of becoming a working actor. So.
Well, that's fantastic because so many kids these days, as you said, graduate from college and then they're still wondering what they're going to do with their life and they're still looking for opportunities and careers. By deciding what you wanted to do so early, you were able to focus and become successful. Now, part of the success has been all your hard work. Do you still live at home? Are you completely on your own, or how is that?
Oh, no, I'm completely on my own. I moved out when I was 16, and I've been pursuing it since. My mother actually lives in Florida. From New York. We're both from New York, but my mother lives in Florida. And I moved out when I to come back to school in Orange County, California, to go to performing arts school, and then got myself into college and went from there.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from one of my sponsors. And when we come back, I'd like you to share with us a little bit about your theater company, The Open Fist. I'm curious to know how they came up with that name. And also, I'd like you to share with us some of the influential women in the entertainment industry that you've been able to interview for your fantastic magazine. We'll be right back with Hallie Jordan.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I hope everyone out there listening, if they're not socially fit, I hope they will become socially fit this year. Hallie, let's talk about Open Fit. Who chose that name?
You know, I'm not actually sure. It's a theater company that's been around for about 20 years here in Los Angeles. I am a newer member of the company. I was doing a summer acting program last summer, and one of my teachers was one of the directors there. And so I started volunteering for the company, which led to an audition, which led to me being a member. So it's a collective group of people who put on different shows every couple of weeks. There's usually about two running at a time. We all do everything. We all, you know, dress the sets and build it and hold the castings and produce it. So we don't really go outside of the company for that unless, you know, we need like a small child or, you know, someone that isn't in the company. But it is a fairly large company, so we do usually draw from that. And the company gives its members the opportunity to produce their own work, to hold workshops, to teach classes, to try out new things. It's all original plays, and they're some of the best plays that I have seen. So, and it's very small. It's a 99-seat equity waiver theater, so you can be union or non-union to perform in the company. And some of our members are from New York, and they're a great group of people.
Now, when you meet, and I'm sure we have many young women listening to this interview today on Blog Talk, and I'm sure, what kind of advice would you give someone who decided that they're going to go to Hollywood and try to make it in your industry?
Keep going. Don't quit after the first year, because nothing happens until after the first year. Don't give up. There's going to be a lot of heartache, and you're not going to get the first audition, and, you know, someone's not going to come knock on your door. You have to go knock the door down. It's hard, but if you keep pushing, people will eventually start to know you. It's a really small town. It's like being in high school. Once one person thinks you're cool, you're in. But it takes a little while to get that one person to think you're cool, and some people it takes 1 month, some people it takes 20 years. But I know that it has never taken anyone less than 5 years to become a star overnight. Don't quote me, because I'm sure that there are people, but usually it takes about 5 to 20 years to make a star overnight.
There's no such animal.
So my advice would be to keep pushing through the hard times and the easy times and the struggle and the fun. And, you know, it's not about going out and partying and name dropping and who you went out to the club with last night. It's about working hard to pursue what you want to do and being known for that. Because if you're known for partying, your career's not going to last very long. And if you sleep with someone for a role, they're probably not actually going to give you the role.
I'm glad you threw that in. That's good advice. Now, when you've been interviewing women for your magazine, who are some of the women that you've met that you particularly admire and are trying to emulate?
Right. Well, the first one that I mentioned earlier, Sarah Finn, who was my first big interview, was an honor, and she was huge. I'd never met someone who had done what she has done, and she's actually starting a production company herself. I interviewed Michelle Reinhart from Beverly Hecht Agency, which is a really good mid-level agency that I think that I may be switching to soon, because she's amazing, and she really inspired me, and she's a small roster, and, you know, is very well connected. Who else? One of my mentors, Marnie Rothman, who's a producer. She's a freelance producer for HBO. She produced things like Cat House. She's actually working on Long Island Medium on TLC right now. I got to interview her and learn about her career. And the woman that I'm working for her production company now, Jennifer Blanc, I just got to work on her movie 2 weeks ago. And she was amazing to work with. You know, I'm learning my process through the women that I interview. And normally the people that I interview actually leads to a further connection later, like getting the job on the set or signing with an agent or working or a new agent. We're interviewing Abby McDonald, who's a manager at New Wave Entertainment. They all have different stories that are all inspirational, and they're all working women in the industry who have been there and who have gone through it. So right now I'm interviewing women of almost every level, from casting directors to producers. My friend Alon works in the fashion side of my magazine, and I'm always looking for contributing writers and more people to interview. So,
I think it's just brilliant what you've done by creating this magazine. It's given you an opportunity to meet so many fantastic women. It's given you an opportunity to network, and I'm sure that this has opened up many doors for you. This is a great idea. You know, we kind of do the same thing. I feel that, like, interviewing people on my show has given me a wonderful opportunity to meet so many fascinating people just like you, dear. And I'm so proud of you for doing this magazine. I hope that you'll keep us posted on the progress of the magazine and your career. I imagine we'll be hearing about you all the time in the future.
Well, I hope so. I'm starting to get work consistently, and my magazine is still growing. So right now I only have like 7 or 10 articles on the site, but it grows every month, and I'm hoping to expand to interview a lot more women. And as far as my film and acting career, I think I'm going to be good. I think you'll see a lot more of me in the near future.
Well, I'm very sure we will, and we wish you the best, and thank you so much for coming on our show, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much.
To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this really informative show today, and you can be sure to catch all of my interviews with these amazing guests like Hallie with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will astonish you, amaze, and amuse you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests like Hallie today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And that's exactly what Hallie's doing. Very inspiring interview. So for now, I want all of you out there to stop with your whining, start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Hallie Jordan, and congratulations and good luck with your wonderful online magazine. This is January Jones thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding all of you out there to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
She does, for some reason, like going in their yard instead of ours. So figure it. Okay, I'm here. I know. Well, we're going just a minute. We're going bye-bye. Yeah, okay. Just don't freak out. Yeah, we're going to go bye-bye.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Back at retreat.
You don't want to
wear your earrings.
You were ready to go to bed at 8:30 last night. I wanted to watch that show and stay up, but you were a little drunk. I know I stopped you from making the last drink. Last time we did an Uber, and it looked to me like there was parking out in the front, but I don't know if there's that much. You want to do an Uber? So we don't have to worry about parking? Okay. right across behind that white car. Yeah. So we just moved to Rochelle up there. Up here. Up. It's down by the corner here. Not here, it's down there. The other one. Or you want me to get out and leave some with the umbrella?
Yeah.
Just park over there.
Thank you.
everyone has the same idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bloody Mary. Ordinarily, I wouldn't order a Bloody Mary, but I'm going to have.
Thank you.
our house, it shows this for the pickup. It picks up wherever the phone is, so I have to order our car when we get home.
Thank God. Many of the things that are related to laboratory. We do like the clinic for every run. It's your run. Everything's okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay. This is good. I don't think so. Thank you.